he took him like his son, adopted son. And with the Nityananda Prabhu, with Malini, he used to be naked at some time. And like a child, like a boy. Once Nityananda Prabhu, he took his dhoti here, like servant, and became quite naked. Opening where you are, running to Sakimaya home, he entered. And there, Vishnu Priya was there, Sakimaya was there, all. No shame, nothing. Where is Kanai? Then Mahaprabhu took his chadar, and he wrapped Nityananda Prabhu here. Oh, you how you are mad? You have no sense. Then he told that I don't know what is sense. What is in it? Who? I know that I don't know that there is any bird like same or anything. So we went there, and after that we went to Samadhi of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. There, what I told, he is telling. Because I cannot speak so much. So he is telling.
One person, one person. One
person.
Are you there? No, there is no one. Hey, what do you want? There is no one.
Like Rama Rudhmanda, Jadhishu, Samini, Vadishtha, Jadev, Kursami, in all previous acharyas, are in Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He has accepted the Siddhanta Sannyas of Ramana. He has taken the dual Siddhanta of Madhvacharya. Thus, we see that all acharyas are immersing in Srila Prabhupada. So, his teachings are more valuable than any of previous acharyas.
That is a very, very vital point Maharaj is bringing out.
So, Varnasam Dharma is equal to Vaishnava. And in your Varnasam is called Smart of Brahman or Smart of Brahman. After Vaishnava, Daiva Varnasam, in which Vaishnava Dharma is there. He thought that now the Varnasam Dharma has been mixed up all. No Shuddha Bhakti is there. So he wanted to correct it and to preach this. Anyone in any caste, out of caste, if he is doing bhajan of Krishna, he has bhakti, then he is Brahman, otherwise not. And he appeared to body is pure Brahman. First Brahman, the quality of Brahman guru is there. And after that, Vaishnava bhakti. Anyone who wants to be a Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, he should be Brahman. Those who are doing bhajan of Krishna, they may be of any cause or any out of cause, no harm. If they are doing bhajan, then they are really Brahmin and they are Vaishnava. If anyone is in low cause, but chanting Harinam Krishna and chanting the mantra, they are more pure than any Brahmin who has read all Vedas, Upanishads, and doing Sandhya, Aarti and everything, following Ved Dharma, but not doing bhajan of Krishna, he is a wretched person, he should not be given honor. He is not Brahman. Who is Brahman? Who knows Brahma? Who knows Brahma? Sabda Brahma. Sabda Brahma means Ved. What is the aim and object of the Ved? To know Krishna. If a man
thoroughly read and follow the way, then he is pure Vaishnava and he will surely do bhajan of Krishna. Vedaishya sarvam aham eva vidyaha. So those who are not serving Krishna, they are Brahmin, but actually they are not Brahmin. Those who are not actually come in the dynasty of any Brahmin, like Sudra, like Vidu, like Narad, like Vyasdev, they kept outwardly in Sudra Shreni. But if you think that they are Sudra, then you will go to hell. Atma is not Sudra, not Brahmin, not anything. Not Dharma, not Dharma, Sutagana Nirtang Lutru, Vrije, Radha, Krishna, Prashur, Parishad, Jamhata. We only know one Dharma. What that? To serve Radha and Krishna. So he is Brahmin, and all others are not.
One Ashram Dharma is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So how in Daiva Bhava, one Ashram Dharma, we will include them?
Those who are Vaishnava, no? But they follow their living by serving others, they are like Shudra. Like Shudra. Those who are fighting here and there, they are like Kshatriya. Like Arjuna, he was Kshatriya, but yet he was Brahmin, more than Brahmin, Arjuna. But outwardly he is called Kshatriya. Uddhava, he was Yadav, Kshatriya, but actually he is more than Brahmin. So in this way, it depends on the life earning.
Livelihood of that.
But actually they are all Brahmin.
So they can perform the Brahmin activity.
Yes. But the thing that these things are very bad things, yajna and all other things, I should always chant the name of Krishna, always doing bhajan, always hearing Harikatha, so they don't do all these things, bogus things. But they can do yajna and everything. So Prabhupada wanted to again preach these things. So all became enemy of Srila Prabhupada. So they wanted to kill Prabhupada.
Then, yes. Then Maharaj, you told that once there was in Parikrama, during Parikrama,
then color so soft, so sweet, so great, very big personality, in fine cloth, like a babu.
White.
He came at once there. All began to run here and there, sitting their legs on their feet. All
on their head.
Yes.
Legs on their head.
Yes. Legs on their head, and they began to fly here, there, running here and there. They were not thinking that where is Prabhupada. All missed. But only one, Sri Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, was searching where is Prabhupada, and he took his embrace like this, became an umbrella to him, and he took him to a house, devotee's house there, nearby, and he kept there. He told that, Prabhu, you should wear my cloth. Then Prabhupada told that he took and he all took all the dress, white dress, and Prabhupada gave him his all sannyas dresses and also danda to him. Before this, Prabhupada wanted to give sannyas to Sri Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, but the management and managers of Prabhupada and secretary, they told that if you are giving sannyas, then who will manage all these things? So you should not give. Prabhupada, three times, he wanted to give him sannyas again and again. But he could not give sannyas. But now Prabhupada himself,
not any other danda, no another cloth. What he wears, the same danda he gave to our Gurudev, and same cloth he gave to Vinod Vihar. Now you can imagine, who is the sannyas guru of Srila Bhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami Maharaj? Who is? Can you imagine? Who is the sannyas guru of Srila Bhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami Maharaj? Who?
Prabhupada.
No? Not imagine. Not understand. Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati himself gets.
His own clothes,
to own clothes and own
danda
and everything. So, actually, Prabhupada is Gurudev. Mantra Data, Harinam, Diksha, Shiksha, and also Sannyas Guru. After that, practically from outside, he went to Katwa and took sannyas from Param Pujya Pad Srila Sridhar Swami. He has so much respect for him, and also Pujya Pad Sridhar Maharaj has so much honor and respect for our Guruji. Guruji Maharaj has come first from Sridhar Maharaj to Prabhupada, and he has served so much. So all, not only Pujya Pad Sridhar Maharaj, but all the Vaishnavas and disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they also used to honor our Gurudev. Gurudev is like a lion. Anyone cannot challenge him anything. And he knew so many new arguments. No need of giving scriptures
evidence,
nothing. Only verily. Strong arguments. If anyone used to come, by seeing his personality, he became defeated. He was so big person. And then
Maharaj, you told that
to come to touch my body. And so many brahmachari, he has started Brihad Mridanga. What is Brihad Mridanga? This Mridanga has sound, but little sound. And Brihad Mridanga prays and publication is Brihad Gita. You can go any corner of world, everywhere in world, out of world it can be. So by this, he published Ved Upanishad, Sastra, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all Goswami, so many things. And he has started so many magazines, monthly periodicals,
daily
newspaper. In English, in Hindi, in Bangla, in Gujarati, Uriya, Assami, so many. And he sent his disciples all over India. And after that he sent Pujya Bhagwan Maharaj to England. And after that Goswami Maharaj, Pujya Bhagwan Maharaj, Sittamani means old Sittamani Maharaj. And after that he ordered Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, that he used to go and preach everywhere in English. Then Swamiji took sannyas from our Guruji in Mathura. And then he went to America, where first, 22 seconds,
Boston.
And from there
New York.
To New York, 22nd Avenue, where I went to pay regard to him. I have gone with so many devotees there. Actually, he did marvelous, and in very few times, in whole world, he preached the mission of Srila Prabhupada, the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our Goswamis, and he started so many missions, so many temples erected, and he made so many disciples all over the world. And after that, my Guruji sent me myself also, giving me in the hands of Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. I'm sending also for your help. He has given seeds of bhakti everywhere. Some seeds became sprout, some became some little, two leaves, some branches, but no water. They began to dry. Then he sent me, and Swamiji called me, and come on,
water there.
I'm giving water to you, and you should waterize all everywhere and help them all. So I could not neglect their order. I also went there and took the lotus dust feet of Swamiji like a very pure teacher. And after that I began to also preach, and Swamiji helped me. He came in my heart, and also he came in my tongue through them also, and he thus made me so strong, and I began to preach. He sent me so many beautiful and very strong devotees to me, or go and help Swamiji himself. He sent Jadurani, not Jadurani, Balti, Shyamarani, Brijanath, Nandamuni,
Nandakishore
Prabhu,
Gopabinda
Prat, wife of
Mula
Prakriti, and Bhakta, Gopinda Bhakta, and his also assistant,
Raghunath
Bhakta. Gopinda Bhakta was sent by them as a spy to see what he is doing. He heard, he came to me to know what he is, to guard me and to see and look after me as a spy. But one day he heard my lectures and became mine.
Became Guru Bhai.
Also so many, they sent so many like this to watch over me, but all became mine. That Swamiji preached, so me he preached, or Guru Maharaj gave so much strength to Swamiji and also to that this preaching was so successful. After that they called me to come to Malaysia, Australia, Indonesia, Bali, Singapore and all, and again they are dragging me there again in Holland and America. So this is all the root is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. They are the first person in this age like Bhagirath, who brought from Himalaya the Ganges. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Bhakti Bhagirath and he is Saptam Goswami. He gave this one two things. One, he discovered the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and secondly he gave Bhakti Siddhanta. Bhakti Siddhanta he gave. What is Bhakti Siddhanta? Embodiment of Bhakti Siddhanta. So we went there and paid our respect there. We are so much fortunate to go there. Guru Maharaj used to go there and telling only Prabhupada and began to. Then he, by his, used to tell him, by things, he could not speak. So we are doing namaskar, vedam, pranam, again and again to this place, the samadhi of Prabhupada. This samadhi was done by Arjundev. At first some devotees, they wanted to make a funeral ceremony there in Calcutta on Ganges. But our Guru Maharaj became so angry and he told that if anyone tries, I will
break your legs
and everything. Then all became silent and they accepted the idea of Gurudev. And his aprakrit body was bring back to Navasthiriya in Mayapur, and Guru Maharaj did that samadhi, and with his own hand he gave samadhi. I gave the samadhi of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami. There were so many disciples of Swamiji. There were so many all others. But I don't know why he accepted me to give this. So I get Samadhi. So we are also, we know that Prabhupada never dies. He is always present. So he is there. Samadhi means Samadhi. Coming in the same level. If a disciple becomes in the same level of Gurudev, then he can serve his Gurudev, otherwise not. If he wants to serve Gurudev, then you will have to show disciples. Any Guru does not make any disciple, but he makes first Guru. I also told that his Prabhupada came and he told about aprasita, not prasita, pratyaksha, parokha, aparokha, adhokshya, only aprasita. The leelas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and leela of Radha and Krishna conjugal of pleasure.
You told about Maharaj
Daiti Das. Aapne his name, what was his name?
Shri
Vatsbhanani
Devi
Daita. Daita means Palladasi. Very
loving.
Affectionate. Intimate.
That. Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.
If anyone has a relation, wife and husband, no need to tell what should be done. Automatically, it will come out. So, if there is no relation, no problem. This is simple thing. So, if there is relation and very sound and strong, that automatically no order is needed. That you should do this, that, that, or you should not take help of anyone. Like all gopis having relation with Krishna, they used to go alone without any order and anything and to serve, so that anyone should not know, internally and physically. Understand? So if you have a strong relation with your Gurudev, internally and outwardly, you can do without taking anyone's help. No need to. If a child has a relation of mother to anyone, he will not ask that whether I should take the breast of my mother or how I should take. No need. At once he will go, not looking here and there, only to that point, and he will take in his mouth and he will do. Aankh banda karke.
Closing his eyes.
He will. Understand?
Yes, but also.
So it depends on.
Relationship. Somebody. But
if our wish to serve you is not coming, it depends that you should know. That are not so much good relation. Like, I have no faith. There is lacking of faith. We had relation with our Gurudev. He never ordered for anything in my whole life, but I served him with my whole heart, body, senses, hands, faith, everything. Understand something? So we should try to develop our relation. That relation is still how to do. What to do.
Does that mean that I have to follow my heart, my feelings and so?
My heart. I have relation with my husband, I have relation with my sister, I have relation with my father, a relation have of any other person, friend. But I will serve all, but not in the same manner. Same. Most in the same.
have to serve my husband in such a manner that I will not serve anyone in that mood. I will serve my father like father. I will serve my brother like brother. But there will be some love affection. But affection of not one kind. Affection has so many mouths. So many mouths. So it depends on that nation, how you can serve our Guruji. Not like Krishna, but not less than Krishna. You should have realization of your inner body, then you will see that you, Gurudev, is a special form and you will have to serve. If you have only seen him outwardly, you can touch him outwardly. By looking on, hearing him. You can give him some grapes, but kela, banana, some cloth, some wash, if he likes. I don't like. So, you can serve in any way you like. But internally, he is in another way. If he is Siddha Guru, really bona fide. So, it depends on Guru. Gurudev wants that you should make it like this, then I will think that it is not pure.
Made me to believe that I was able to serve my Guru Maharaj in separation, and somehow or other I realized that it was not true, because I didn't feel so much qualified. I needed someone who saw me exactly how to get this relationship with my Guru Maharaj, because
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in this world. Govinda has served him. Understand? Govinda was serving him outward. And in the same time, Sant Daman and Rai Ramananda were serving him internally. If he likes Sant Damodar Rai Ramananda, he can serve him inward. They were seeing him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Srimati Radhika. And they were thinking that he is mentally ill, and they were saying, if he has so much, such much, he can do it. Otherwise, if he is in the stage of Govinda, you know Govinda? What's happening? Cooking, that's it. Messaging by all means, all the day and night, but Madhavi was his associate, one of half. But how she was doing? You were messaging? What she was doing? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had associated. By he'll have to know all these things. And by that he'll have to know how they are. When you're reading Valinet Do, you'll have to go very deep and to see what our acharyas had done before. And we'll have not outwardly, inwardly, and outwardly, in all. Rupa Goswami has such Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know? How? Messaging, cooking, living with him. How you serve? Can you serve your Gurudev like this? Right? With these examples. You should
try to develop your Krishna consciousness, and if you are not in the same platform of Gurudev, how you can serve?
You cannot serve
Guru. So first we should be in the platform of Gurudev.
On the same platform?
Platform.
Platform means in what form he is Gurudev. And he should be in that platform and tell for me one. If you are not in that form, then we will have to try to be in the same. How he thinks, how he lives, how he turns, how he remembers, how he dealing with others, and what is mode in Krishna service or others. Then we can serve otherwise. If Gurudev is wanting friendly water and he will bring fire, oh, I am serving Gurudev so much. And giving something here, like this. This is not fair. If Gurudev is wanting water, why you should bring fan and see that, oh, I am serving my Guru. So, to fulfill the desire of Gurudev is service. So first you should know the desire of your Gurudev, what he wants and what. If he is a worldly person, then he will want worldly things, then he is not good. And if he is Krishna Bhakta, really, then he will desire for the service of Krishna. And if you desire, fulfill his desire, you will serve Radha and Krishna, then this is more highest class of service.
But we cannot try also. If there is relation, very strong, then we have to know our Gurudev moves. And that level of Krishna consciousness, then all things will be given. If I am thinking that I am so much better to my Gurudev, that he has given me Krishna Bhakti, if I have realized that. And if we have not realized, then we are not better to our Gurudev. So there will be no service, yeah. Nothing. No suffering. And if you are thinking, oh, Gurudev has given, now there is none to give me that. And always crying like him, like Raghuna, always crying. Like Narottam Thakur. His friend? Oh, Advaita Acharya Prabhu. Who brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Golok Vrindavan. Why is he not? Or of Sanatan, where you are? Oh, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, you have also left me and you have gone. Now I am helpless, what should I do? I cannot live without you. Pasane kuti tomasa, I will take my head on this. So, I will die at once. But we cannot do like this. Because we have no so strong faith about it. And not realizing that we are better to Krishna or to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Rupa Goswami, or Gurudev also. If Gurudev has given me 2 lakhs of rupees, then I can wish around he has given. If he was alive, then more rupees he can. So I can wish for it. Like sometimes wives are waiting for it. Then we can realize it. But that thing, Krishna giving and Bhakti giving is very, very hard. Then whole life, my head and body, everything is given and going there. Nothing is left to be given again. Everything same is, you cannot understand use of sentence. It has written in Gita, Sabdhiddhi, Praniparasena, Pariprasnena and last Sevaya. I will tell what it will go in there, if you are not serving. Not questioning with serving. And Pranipat. Pranipat means that I have given myself to my lotus feet. I am not no more of myself. If this idea is there, then you can understand my spirit. Otherwise, it will go to mountain and again it will. Follow?
Can you speak about the importance of Samandan Das?
Sambandha ke bare mein?
That one. What is his relation?
The origin
of how he became your son? How?
This is Sambandha
Das. Is your son?
Yeah.
No. He is telling that he is not my son, but you are telling. Why? Is there any reason behind this? He can answer.
This is Sambandha.
There is something. Your husband gave you, and you kept it in his own, and then he came out of from your come. Then he has become your son. Otherwise not. So if your Gurudev has given something, if your Gurudev has given you to Krishna, in what relation?
Your relation is that. It depends on your Gurudev.
What sambandha he has given?
By mantra.
You should chant more
honorably
all the months and
it will come automatic every day.
Maharaj, does Guruji
stay in
relationship
with Krishna
to all disciples? No, never. You see?
According.
Here.
And then he
realizes. And then he.
That is fine. So unqualified person he never tells that, but gives money. And after that, very rare devotees he can tell. Now you should give me rest.
And especially for a long time, from morning
to that.
To that.